What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. A very good morning to you. Welcome to Wednesday, the 1st of June. Now, to coincide with World No Tobacco Day, which was yesterday, Professor Fraser Brims, who is the Deputy Director at the Institute of Respiratory Health, reaffirms the harmful effects of smoking on our health and our planet. Good morning, Fraser. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, it's something we often, almost out of sight, out of mind, we don't hear a lot about the dangers of smoking. Well, though we know, but we don't hear a lot. What's some of the statistics these days? I'm assuming it's come down.
It has, and Australia is one of the world leaders in the anti-tobacco sort of advertising and lobbying in the last few decades. So there's been a lot of good news, really, across Australia and in Western Australia, and where in many places now it's down to less than 10% of Australians are smoking, which is fantastic. There are still challenges. Some of the Indigenous populations has higher rates, but again, there has been recent success.
Interesting. Okay, so less than 10%. I'm sure that's a lot lower if you wound the clock back 30 years. It was funny, even like in, you know, a lot of it was common for people to smoke, but it's so different these days.
It was, absolutely. And I think it's a huge achievement, particularly sort of, again, public health, you know, banning smoking in the workplaces and restaurants and bars and so on. It's it has now become the exception rather than the norm, which is fantastic for not just lung health, but obviously we know smoking can cause, you know, heart attacks and strokes, as well as important things like emphysema, bronchitis, and lung cancer.
Mm. Fraser, what's some of the information regarding when we talk about secondhand smoke? So those people that are around people or close to the people that are actually smoking but not actually smoking themselves.
Yes, the so-called passive smoking. We know that if passive smoking around children can make things like asthma more common, and if people have pre-existing or other respiratory lung diseases, then that can make that condition worse as well. And in the long term, if people are exposed to passive smoke over decades, they can even have a higher risk of lung cancer as well, even though they may have themselves never smoked.
Interesting. And what about the what's the impact on our environment, obviously, to even put together and physically make a cigarette? What's that look like?
It's huge. There's the WHO estimates that up to 600 million trees a year are chopped down just to make cigarettes.
What?
Believe it or not. And there's an enormous sort of, I think it's like 84 million tons of CO2 released. And there's and similarly huge, you know, almost incomprehensible sizes of water are used up during this process as well. So there's a big environmental impact aside from just, you know, personal health as well with tobacco smoking.
Did you say 600 million trees?
That's the WHO data I read yesterday. It's quite astounding, isn't it?
Wow. Fraser, are you okay to hang on there? I'm keen to ask you, we'll just play a song and come back. I'm keen to ask you about e-cigarettes, because when you think about the environment, curious to get your thoughts on e-cigarettes. You okay to hang on there?
Yes, indeed. No problem.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Professor Fraser joins me on the line this morning. Quite mind-boggling, the impact on the environment. You just mentioned a little earlier, Fraser, with 600 million trees, and not only for our environment, but our health. Now, I'm keen to ask you about e-cigarettes, which have taken off. They're heavily promoted as an alternative to combustible smoking. What's your thoughts on e-cigarettes and vaping?
We're very concerned, is the bottom line. The problem is that the industry is unregulated at the moment. And they're also, the manufacturers of e-cigarettes are owned by the big tobacco companies. And we know that over the last many decades, those companies have knowingly and deliberately made products that they knew were killing their clientele. They made them more addictive, and they knew that they were bad for them. And the problem really with e-cigarettes is work that's been done both at Curtin University and around elsewhere in Australia, we know that the contents that are listed may not be actually the contents that are inside, but many of these products do contain nicotine, which of course is the addictive substance, when they say they don't. And also, many of these companies will say that their products are not cancer-causing, but again, work that's been done at Curtin shows that when you combine these products, when they're heated up to 200 or 300 degrees as part of the e-cigarette use, they can become cancer-causing chemicals. So we're hugely concerned that, as you say, it's really taken off, and there was some data released yesterday showing that up to one in four teens and individuals in their 20s in New South Wales have used e-cigarettes in the last month. It's potentially a big, big concern that we're going to be seeing a whole new generation of people hooked on a product which is unregulated and potentially unsafe for lung health.
Goodness me, one in four, that is of concern. Now, just to finish off, Fraser, can you just update us with what you intend to do regarding lobbying the government to support WA?
Yes, well, this is part of a screening program. So we know that whilst lung cancer isn't the only cause of, smoking's not the only cause of lung cancer, it is one of the major causes. And we know that we can screen for lung cancer successfully. And estimates think now that across Australia, if we could implement a screening program, we could save up to 12,000 Australians' lives by identifying lung cancer early when we can treat it and cure it. So we're very hopeful that the new government will start listening to us and move on with some policy moves to actually implement lung cancer screening, as a number of other countries around the world have begun to do. It's complex. It's not cheap, but it will potentially save a lot of lives around all of Australia, but particularly in Western Australia as well.
Off in the way, it's not cheap, but it actually works. Fraser, really appreciate your time today and talking about World No Tobacco Day yesterday. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for inviting me. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. My guest on the line this morning was just been talking to Professor Fraser Brims, who's the Deputy Director at the Institute for Respiratory Health, reaffirming the harmful effects on smoking on our health and our planet. Couldn't believe that. 600 million trees to make cigarettes each year. That's incredible.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.